Restoring My Soul, Monday the 30th of December. Disarming Principalities and Powers. The law ends in relation to sin when it exerts its wrath against sin and destroys it. When sin is destroyed, the specific application of the law to that sin also ends. The wages of sin are fully paid when death ends its activity. Death is non-existent in the place where God exists. In other words, sin, and those who continue to live in sin, are relegated to God's forgetfulness. They are dead to God. This does not mean that they cease to exist, but rather that they are dead to God under eternal judgment. This is the definition of eternal death. As he was beaten in the court of Caiaphas, Jesus established this end for iniquity and for all those who chose to live according to their own way. The abuse of Christ's face was a marring action that was energized by principalities and powers under the rulership of Satan. As Jesus was being led by the Jewish cohort from the Garden of Gethsemane to the court of Caiaphas, he said to them, "When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not try to seize me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." Notably, it appears that Jesus was beaten by the members of the Jewish council in the court of Caiaphas for about an hour. As iniquity was judged and destroyed through the buffeting of Christ's face, he also made a spectacle of all the familiar spirits that energized religious idolatry. He triumphed over them as they were revealed or made manifest by the conduct of the priests, the elders, and the scribes, as well as by the factions of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Paul said, "Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it." Their power was broken, and their eternal condemnation was accomplished as they were taken out into the sea of God's forgetfulness with Christ. The lake of fire became the place where they were bound and will be tormented for eternity. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 22 verses 53 to 59 and Colossians chapter 2 verse 15. For further reading, Colossians chapter 2.